Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we've been talking about preparations for the Winter Games in Sochi a lot on this show, both security preparations and political preparations for those Olympics, pointed up especially by those violent attacks in Volgograd that we've been talking about. But let's go now to Rio de Janeiro, where preparations are taking on difficulties of another kind. The road to Rio has been anything but smooth. Of course, we're talking about the 2014 Soccer World Cup. Brazil, hoping to raise revenue for city infrastructure in time for the World Cup, they've raised taxes on bus and transit fares last summer. That triggered massive protests in Rio de Janeiro and in other places across the country. New construction on stadiums and roads, however, has already posed a number of big problems. The stadium built to host the opening game collapsed last November, killing two workers. And just last week, the most expensive of the new stadiums sprung a major leak in the midst of a match between Brazil and Chile. All this means the country is certainly going to miss FIFA's December 31st deadline for stadiums to be complete and ready to go. For more from Rio, we're joined by Bruce Douglas, a freelance journalist based in Brazil. Let's talk first about the stadium that had the collapse that was supposed to, is supposed to host the opening match for the World Cup. That sounds like a major problem with so many workers that got killed.
Yes, I mean, it was a tragedy. For two workers were killed. It was lucky that more weren't injured. The accident actually happened during a lunch break on the site, and if there'd been more workers present, it might have been an even worse accident. It was the final piece being put in place for the stadium, a crane which was lifting up the final part of one of the side stands collapsed and triggered this collapse in building material, which killed two workers. And, of course, it was a great embarrassment as well to the Brazilian authorities. The local media picked up on the fact that all the international media were in town and were covering this story. It seemed fairly symbolic that the match due to host the opening match of the World Cup had collapsed and threw a question mark over all of Brazil's preparations for this event.
There was another incident in the city of Manaus, apparently, where a worker fell from a stadium roof and was killed. Certainly on big construction projects, accidents happen. But all of this seems to be coalescing into what you mentioned, which is a public perception that Brazil is just not ready.
Yes, I mean, the worker killed in Manaus, that was, again, the second worker killed there. And still, investigations need to be carried out to determine exactly what caused these accidents. And as you say, accidents are not uncommon on major public works. But there is an impression here that there is perhaps too much haste going on in these projects, that a lot of these accidents might have been prevented had Brazil started preparing earlier, had there been more safety checks in place. And that is feeding into this impression that Brazil is lagging behind. It's not only lagging behind in terms of the stadia, and 6 of the 12 stadia will not now be ready by the 31st of December deadline set by FIFA. Also, other works which are needed to host a successful World Cup, such as airports, they're way behind. 7 of the 8 airports in World Cup cities, which are undergoing renovations, are also behind schedule. So taken all together, it presents quite a worrying picture for the Brazilian authorities.
Bruce Douglas is a freelance journalist based in Brazil. Bruce, it makes me wonder if we might be conflating two separate things. We talked about all of the protests. We've talked about them on this show as the year has gone on, with transit fees being hiked in different cities to help finance all these projects. People have protested at tax increases, that money is being spent on soccer and not on hospitals and schools. Then these accidents happen. Might be unrelated in a way, but it kind of all feeds a general perception that a lot of Brazilians just aren't happy with the preparation of the games. But we might be looking at this kind of unfairly, it strikes me.
Yes, I think it is important to separate Brazilians' general dissatisfaction with their politics and with their government and with the FIFA and the World Cup. Brazil is a country which, for many reasons, is crazy about football, and the vast majority of the population are really looking forward to the World Cup. I think it's unlikely that we'll see the same type of protest that we saw during the Confederations Cup last year. I think Brazilians are very worried about what the outside world is going to think of their country, and this partly is feeding this frenzy of speculation as to whether Brazil is going to be ready on time. There is a tremendous nervousness among Brazilians about this. But I think that also Brazilians will be unwilling to protest during a time when the world's attention is focused on their country. And I think we may see some small protests. There is still a kind of violent anarchist movement, the Black Bloc movement, which are likely to use the World Cup as an opportunity to protest. But I don't think we'll see the kind of middle-class millions who are out on the streets in June this year repeating their protests in the coming year, because I think there's just too much at stake for Brazil's reputation.
At the same time, so many stadia not set to meet the deadline, so many airports and other infrastructure projects not set to meet the deadline, as you mentioned, Bruce Douglas. Has the government had a satisfactory response as to why so many projects are lagging?
Not really. I think the best quote by this about this was by the sports minister, Aldo Rebelo, who said at the beginning of this month that the local and international media shouldn't worry because it was like any wedding. And he said he'd been to hundreds of weddings and the bride always turned up late, but she always turned up at the end of the day. And his comparison is that Brazil's stadiums and airports may be lagging behind schedule, but not to worry, they will be ready when it counts.
And when it counts is when the first kickoff happens in Brazil and the world goes soccer crazy. What do Brazilians, before we let you go, Bruce Douglas, think they have to gain if this all goes terribly well?
I think that it is an opportunity. Brazil does, Brazilians suffer from a little bit of a complex in feeling that their country, despite its size and its increasing economic might, does not have a seat at the top table in many global fora. And they see there's an opportunity to show that they can pull off major infrastructure projects, that they can compete on a global scale. And therefore, as I say, I think that the fact that the World Cup happens to combine with an election year means that the government really will be pulling out all the stops to make sure the tournament passes off smoothly.
And I would suggest that maybe a lot of Brazilians, most of them, if Brazil wins that thing, will forget all about the bad roads and the bad stadium projects and maybe even some of the taxes. Bruce Douglas, freelance journalist based in Brazil. Thank you, Bruce.